Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day. It's such a wonderful time to come together in the Lord and to be able to share these messages with you. Phil has done a great job in doing different things and keeping the cycle gone, and we're grateful for that. But you know, I was thinking about Jesus, and Jesus being our good shepherd and our great shepherd. And he has a tough job to keep us in line. Because if we are sheep, and that's what the Bible says that we are like sheep who's going astray. Did you know that sheep just want to have fun? And I think that's what we're ready for. We're ready to have some fun. You know, as you go around the county and different places that I travel, I see more and more people having goats or sheep in their yards or in their fields or in their pens. And sheep, you know, they just like to have freedom. And now as we know that we can't go to the parks and a lot of places we can't go to, open spaces are shut down for the most part because of coronavirus. People are secluded into their homes. But sheep have taken to roaming about newly opened spaces. But rather than wandering aimlessly through the fields, it seemed that sheep have been seeking out children's playgrounds and have it appear that they were having fun. Their favorite activity seems to take turns on a roundabout, or as we as kids sometimes on the playground would call them merry-go-rounds. They just have a good time. I found a picture, which Phil's going to put up into the slide section, about sheep gathering in the playground and getting on the merry-go-round or a roundabout. A group of children typically sat on the base of these things and spin the wheel, and they giggle and laugh, and some fall off, and others just sit down on the base while others just do the spinning. And it appears in this picture that sheep are smarter than they thought. This picture was at a 40-acre farm, and a flock of sheep were spotting pushing each other on this roundabout or merry-go-round. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, this is certainly redefines what it means to be a sheep. This week's scriptures in Psalm 23 and John 10, both of the Hebrew scriptures and the Christian Gospels, refer to God's people and followers of Jesus as sheep. Now, in the past, sheep were referred to us as rather unintelligent animals that wander aimlessly around. And if the shepherd is not there to guide them, well, it seems they are given the opportunity they would rather play organized games and simply wander off aimlessly through the fields. They apparently have a sense of community, though, and a passion for assisting each other, and definitely a real zeal for fun. Open up the gate, and the sheep will find a new way to play. Now, should we be surprised that we as humans have characteristics of sheep? You know, the human spirit, too, is a natural inclination of making the best of new situations and predicaments. For making fun out of times of fumes and all this, we just kind of, well, we just like to have fun. All of us, all we have to do is look on the television or the internet right now and see amazing creativity and innovation sparked by this coronavirus keeping us secluded. We simply will not be held down. We're always ready to find a roundabout, a way of doing anything that we desire to do. Now, human beings, though we can be fearful at times and are also most adaptable creatures on the planet, when our bodies feel inhibited and we feel we have no control over parts of our life, something happens to our minds and our hearts. We look for an open window or a deserted field, and we find a new way to play. My friend of mine has a painting that he likes to do. He paints masterpieces. He don't think they're masterpieces, but they're nice. And when he gets a little stressed, he gets out a new canvas and starts painting. Now, we kids a long time ago played with wooden sticks and maybe take an old coffee can and take those sticks and beat on it like a drum, and we begin to make music. We sing, we dance, we play, and typically we do these things together. When we can't be face to face, still we find all kinds of ways to connect with each other and most of all, to play. Now, years ago, doing things on a roundabout or a merry-go-round was not necessarily a positive attribute. But today, it's a mark of heightened innovation. In fact, great inventions were brought to fruition by people who went about things in a roundabout way, who saw the outside of the box or outside the rules, and who created new ways, roundabout ways, to play the game of life. Human beings will always look for an opening in the wall, a crack in the sidewalk, a door never opened, a field never explored, and we will dare to enter in. This is the exquisitiveness of what it means to be a part of the human planet. Now, we do embrace the beauty of our humanness when we embrace God and when we follow Jesus, because for us, God is that open door that leads to a new and exciting pathways. Jesus is that great gateway to life that affords us freedom and exploration and what it means to truly live. Followers of Christ will dare to enter into that open portal that leads to new life, into the freed-up space, if you would, that allows room to become the best version of ourselves, to be exuberant and explore the realms of humanness that reaches to eternity. And here's the reality. We most welcome freedom, community, when we're fenced in, most threatened and most fearful, and most alone. We want to have that freedom for a community. But when we're fenced in, like a lot of us are now, and we're inhabited or complacent, creativity seems to burst forth and new orders and new hope and new joy and new excitement and even new forms of community. You know, the internet has opened up a lot of things for us like that. But the human spirit is a playful spirit. It's a free spirit. And God celebrates this in us above all else. God knows that we are people who like to seek new pathways when the gates are open and will discover new ways of living when the old ones are stymied. Open a door and we dare to enter in. Give us the gift of freedom and we will dare to grasp it by the tail and create new ways to do life. God gives us that gift of freedom in Jesus Christ. Not to inhibit us, but falling blindly or meaningless? No, God gives us the gift of freedom in Christ because He will open the doors. He will open the gates for us when we feel shut in. He will lead us to the open fields and the clean waters when our lives become rancid or even stagnant. And He, Jesus, helps us to discover things to eat when our food for living runs dry. Wow, what a wonderful God. He gives us courage to stand before the common foe and face it head on. He grinds us up and keeps us strong when we need to walk into dangerous situations like in Psalm 23 and deal with these unknown assailants that come our way. He calls us by name so that He can guide us into the new pastures of life when the old ones become barren and stale. Jesus gives us the freedom of life. It is God's Spirit breathed through us and through our relationship with Christ that gives us that playful, creative, resilient spirit that will always energize us and renew us in every situation. So what's it mean to be a sheep? Sheep is not complacent. Sheep aren't stupid. Aimless. Helpless. I don't know about that. But to be a sheep is to be inquisitive, be resilient, be brave, and explore. To be a sheep is to seek out companionship and community to take advantage of the freedom that we have. When we come face to face with our enemies like this silent virus and you can't see it, you can't do much with it, but it gives us the courage to face it. To romp through the grassy meadows and drink freely of the waters. To dare and enter into a gate that leads to life. To follow the voice of Christ. Jesus into the wild and woolly places. Why? Because we trust Him. And we trust that love. We trust life that He has given to us, that we play and dwell securely into the future. Now, I think there's a reason why Psalm 23 has become the most beloved psalm of all time. it's not just that it's comforting, not just that it's visibly beautiful, but it's a strong song of daring and courage, of freedom and joy and bravery in the face of danger, victory in life. And the Gospel of John says the same thing. But we as humans, sometimes we feel trapped. We feel fenced in and surrounded by wolves and unseen assailants. No matter how confused we feel or worried about our future, no matter what threats lurk outside the walls, when we hear the voice of Christ, we know a door has been opened and we have freedom and the invitation to enter in. Or shall I say, to enter out, to exit our locked rooms and barren pastures and go through the gates of life into freedom, into this new and lush pasture of possibilities, a future filled with good food and the freedom to create new life. Wow, this is joy. This is the joy that Jesus offers. Freedom, ultimate freedom, not only from our physical ramparts, but from the fear and solitude of our doubts and our worries, and our hunger and our thirst of boredom, and all the trappings of inhibition, even from our own sins, even until death itself. So we're experiencing something totally different. Our freedom has been quarantined, if you would. But you know, all you got to do is look for that open door. Who is that open door? Who's standing in that door? It's Jesus calling you to enter. Do you have the courage to enter in and discover this new kind of life? I would like to challenge you, if you never made that decision for Christ or you need to make a recommitment, I would like to say, go for it. I dare you. And look into the book of Revelation in chapter 3, starting at verse 20 through 22. New Living Translation says this: "Look here, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear me calling and open the door, I, Jesus, will come in and share a meal with you as friends. I will invite everyone who is victorious to sit with me on the throne, just as I was victorious and sat with my Father on his throne. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches." You know, it's all about salvation. And we can't experience fellowship with Christ when he is on the outside. And that's where he is sometimes with folks, outside the door of our heart, knocking, wanting to come in and have a relationship with us. But the challenge is, will we open it? Now picture yourself on the other side of the door this time, the door of heaven. You knock and it does not open. You are excluded forever. Or you knock and it opens wide. Why? Because Christ welcomes you into his eternal home to live with him forever. The first opening of the door is yours, and the next is his. May God add his blessings to our gathering today, and we pray that you're doing well and keep you safe until we meet again. Amen.